Resolved. Hashtag activism devalues other charity work. A simple yet markedly relevant topic in a world of all types of social media. Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, even MySpace is still around for some of you who still use it. Even though no one in their right mind uses it. And with the onset of the Ice Bucket Challenge, and the deluge of icy waters flooding through my Facebook timeline, the frequency of so-called hashtag activism is hitting all-time highs. Now, there's a few terms in the resolution I'd like to give a functional definition to for my argument. Hashtag activism refers to supporting and opposing various causes related to charity, justice, equality, and other virtues through social media, and devalues means to make less purposeful and worthy in and of itself. Now, my partner Senator Gumbar has outlined plenty of positive outcomes that hashtag activism has created, such as the millions created in revenue in the case of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, and the raise awareness that can't be defined as simple dollars and cents figure. I intend to show that even if these positive outcomes created from hashtag activism were stripped away, and even if hashtag activism proved to be detrimental to their own cause, it would still not devalue other charity work and other forms of activism. Let's look at an example of bad hashtag activism, the one that Senators Hayworcher and Williams both used to a much different end, Coney 2012. Who was Coney and what did he do? And did we stop him and was he even real? Plenty of rumors went around as to what the organization Invisible Children Incorporated was doing to stop Joseph Coney. Despite strong initial support, Invisible Children's financial report showed them to be spending less than 40 cents on the dollar to actually stopping the use of children as soldiers and sex slaves in Uganda, which, by the way, was the point of Coney 2012. As I'm sure at least a few of you forgot. This program launched in 2012 with only a small snag. Joseph Kony and his army, the Lord's Resistance Army, or the LRA, were known to have left Uganda by 2006, 6 years prior. At this point, obviously many donors and supporters accused the company of deliberately misleading their supporters in order to line their own pockets with donation money. Operation Lightning Thunder, a United States offensive, first provided intelligence and war materiel to Ugandan forces and later armed combat troops in order to stop Kony and the LRA. This yielded a modicum of success in defense of Uganda that was then falsely attributed to Invisible Children. In simpler terms, they falsified their information for your donation money and led them to believe that you were making a difference in Uganda. And now that we're all informed of some type of detrimental hashtag activism, some of you might have the thought of affirming the resolution, thinking it's detrimental to active charity work. So my simple question to you then is this. How did Coney 2012 change your opinion on the March of Dimes, on the Jerry Lewis telethon, and on the American Red Cross? It didn't change mine, and considering the Red Cross has taken in approximately $3.4 billion in operating revenue consistently for fiscal years 2009 and 2013, I highly doubt it changed yours either. Charity has intrinsic value. It's a virtue. It's worth something in and of itself on its own. If you don't think so, you're just heartless and mean. And you can't reasonably make a universally accepted positive virtue worth less. Just because that particular form of activism works by a different mechanism that's new, through social media, it can be abused at times, does not mean that other traditional forms of activism, such as philanthropy and volunteering your time, have lost any of their worth or value. Some might counterpoint that these new hashtag activism causes have a higher incidence of scamming and abuse, or maybe just they're outright worthless. But the Kids Wish Network has been stealing your money since the 1990s. Less than 3 cents on a dollar donated goes towards the dying children that they claim to support, and over $100 million has been siphoned through them throughout the past 15 years. Bad charities and scams have been around since long before hashtag activism, and they will exist during and after hashtag activism. And so will good charities. Whether a charity is good or bad depends solely on the charity itself, and not the medium through which it operates. And since the medium is irrelevant, it has no effect whatsoever on other charities or forms of charity. And if hashtag activism annoys you personally, even if that is the case, there's simply no reasonable argument that it causes any type of detriment on a societal scale. I yield the rest of my time to queries.